Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 1 of Genesis chapter 22. Now it came about after these things that God tested Abraham and said to him, "Abraham," and he said, "Here I am." Then he said, "Take now your son, your only son, whom you love, Isaac, and go to the land of Moriah, and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I will tell you." So Abraham got up early in the morning and saddled his donkey, and took two of his young men with him and his son Isaac. And he split wood for the burnt offering, and set out and went to the place of which God had told him. On the third day, Abraham raised his eyes and saw the place from a distance. Then Abraham said to his young men, "Stay here with the donkey, and I and the boy will go over there, and we will worship and return to you." And Abraham took the wood for the burnt offering and laid it on his son Isaac. And he took in his hand the fire and the knife. So the two of them walked on together. Isaac spoke to his father Abraham and said, "My father." And he said, "Here I am, my son." And he said, "Look, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering?" Abraham said, "God will provide for himself the lamb for the burnt offering, my son." So the two of them walked on together. Then they came to the place of which God had told him. And Abraham built the altar there and arranged the wood and bound his son Isaac and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. And Abraham reached out with his hand and took the knife to slaughter his son. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, "Abraham, Abraham." And he said, "Here I am." He said, "Do not reach out your hand against the boy, and do not do anything to him. For now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me." Then Abraham raised his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him was a ram caught in the thicket by its horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up as a burnt offering in the place of his son. And Abraham named that place, "The Lord will provide," as it is said to this day. On the mountain of the Lord it will be provided. Then the angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time from heaven and said, "By myself I have sworn, declares the Lord, because you have done this thing and have not withheld your son, your only son, indeed I will greatly bless you. And I will greatly multiply your seed as the stars of the heavens and as the sand which is on the seashore. And your seed shall possess the gate of their enemies. And in your seed all the nations of the earth shall be blessed because you have obeyed my voice."
Today's scripture passage tells an amazing story of a father being asked to sacrifice his beloved and long-awaited son. But an important and perhaps overlooked detail of this story is what wasn't done. Notice that from the beginning, Abraham did not bargain with God to spare Isaac, though this would have been a perfectly acceptable action, according to our human perspective. Scripture tells us only that early the next morning, Abraham got to work carrying out each step of the dire task. It is Abraham who prepared the altar, who bound his son, and who wielded the knife. Nowhere in this process, which must have been agonizing, does it say that he delayed, hoping the Lord would change his mind. Why? Because he trusted God, so much so, in fact, that he was willing to go through with the unthinkable. It's not until the actual act of sacrifice has begun, when the angel called out to him and a ram was provided, that Abraham knew relief. Through both what he did and what he refrained from doing, Abraham teaches us something about obedience to God, as well as the loving nature of our God.